Welcome to Game 7, where we put it all on the line. It's the last three numbers, 238. Are you with us?
I'm here. How you doing?
Good. About yourself. What's your name?
Richard.
How you doing, Richard? Welcome to Game 7.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm just sitting up here listening to the debates about college.
And what's your thoughts?
I mean, as speaking from the perspective of a college, because I went, I just think college really opens the doors to opportunities based on in your field or out of your field, regardless. Because, like I say, people may not be working in their respective fields, but they take other avenues to get to where they need to make more money or income. So college kind of opens the door to that opportunity as well. So people, I heard the person said they hire a person with 30 years of experience versus a college graduate, but a college graduate has to gain some kind of experience down the line, period. Because you have to replace those people that are actually retiring for those jobs to fill those different jobs in the next 10 to 15 years. But like I said, the reason why the market is the way it is now, because you have generations before us that can't retire because of the fact that they don't have the money to retire with. Therefore, you have a stagnant growth of college students that are displaced in the workforce.
Right.
Well, I agree with that.
So do you think college is for everyone?
I mean, it's not me personally. I don't think it's for everyone, but people have the right to go to college, like somebody said, or people have the right to enter the workforce. But let's just be real for a second. Manufacturing plants in Tuscaloosa, for instance, that's pretty much the only kind of economic growth that they have here for the University of Alabama working there. Anybody can work in a manufacturing plant, putting parts together, right?
Right.
Versus the person that's actually sitting in the HR office or the person that's designing the actual systems to actually manufacture the parts itself. But that takes a special kind of degree or specialization in some field for that particular person to actually run the plant in the future. So if you work in the plant, the furthest you may go is a group leader, if that. So that's why I'm saying college kind of breaks down the opportunities for people to actually excel in the work.
What is
my take on it?
No, appreciate it. Tang, Joe, Mickey, y'all got any questions for him? Richard?
Oh, no, I still, as far as, like I said, I think my biggest issue is just making sure that we're doing a better job with these kids. I know Bryant, well, most of the high schools now do more with the kids of trying to figure out what they want to do. And it's not a whole just college push because it, you know, whether they want to do military, whether they want to go straight to work, whether they want to pursue college or pursue a technical, a trade or school or something like that as far as the path. Because I just want us to be more responsible. I want us to talk about how we're going to finance this next step in life.
The echo on what you said, not to cut you off, mm-hmm. I think Central High School is in the process of doing that with Dr. Sutton.
Yeah,
with
My son goes to Bryant,
yeah.
That's why I know about Bryant. So,
right.
But I think doing that.
Yeah. I just think to me, I mean, you have a school system that needs to actually push more workforce related ideas to future graduates coming out of high school than ever because not a lot of the kids are not going to go to college, period. Then, like I said, now you're dealing with a different generation that's coming into the workforce or coming into the market because a lot of them don't want to go to college. A lot of them don't want to go to high school. And that's me speaking as a sub in the school system here in the city of Tuscaloosa. So you just have to be real for a second. Is he ready for college or is he ready to go into the workforce? Also, the military opens doors for those particular individuals as well because they can't go to school for free versus
right.
Paying student loans and stuff of that nature. That's another way of actually getting your college paid for. So I agree with that aspect of it.
Like I said, I've been researching and trying to find the best economical way for me to go back to school. I'm going. I just don't want to attain any more student loans. I mean,
right.
I just don't. And so, but it took me this long to figure out what I wanted to do. And it's, and some of us are like, I'm always growing up. I tell people, like, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up. Now, I do know that having some college on my resume has helped me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the things that I do in the specialized fields that I've been in, some college has helped me more than just saying I'm a high school graduate.
Right.
And the fact that I did attend the university, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the fact that I was able to get into the university, I didn't graduate, but I got in there, it has helped me. So I do know the importance of it, but I still say I just want us to be more realistic, and I want us to make sure that, you know, we let these kids know. Because I'm telling you, I show my son the bills. I'm not ashamed. Like, you owe that much? Yes.
Maybe Richard, what did you go to school for?
I went for management. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I was talking to Richard.
My first degree was in management, so I went into the military after that. And I actually ended up going back in accounting for this year off the GI Bill. So that's why I'm saying that the military is another avenue to actually get you into a stepping stone for something else. Because it never hurts to actually go to school and work on something else, because a 91-year-old lady graduated last week.
I saw that.
So it's not about the age factor. So it's like anybody could go back. So there's no excuse to say, well, I can't go back. I wish I could go back. But like you said, now you got the new generation that's coming in. You got to actually push them to see what they need to do in terms of college or in terms of the workforce. Because there's scholarships out there, plenty of scholarships out there. But right.